Hi, I'm John Edmiston, and I'd like to lead you in a prayer for wisdom, both spiritual wisdom and practical wisdom. And the Bible says that we can receive wisdom if we ask God for it as in answer to our prayers and as a work of the Holy Spirit who comes into our spirit and fills us with wisdom and revelation and knowledge. Wisdom is not something you get out of a book. That's knowledge. Wisdom happens when that knowledge in that book goes not just into your head, but into your spirit. Goes deep down inside you and that light bulb comes on and you say, aha, and you sense there's been a change in the way you look at the world. Wisdom is the way we look at the world. It's the way we see things. It's our perspective on life. It's our ability to have insight and understanding. While it may involve intelligence, it is greater than intelligence. It's a spiritual quality that keeps a person balanced and true and makes sure that in life they are making the right decisions and that they've got sound judgment and they know right from wrong and they walk through life on the right track, on the track of righteousness and peace and holiness. And so they make good decisions spiritually. And they make good decisions in practical areas of life. And they marry the right person. And they make good financial decisions. Because God gives them wisdom and understanding and judgment. Now we've got to look at a few Bible verses here. Because this is a new topic for some people. We're used to talking about sin or righteousness. But rarely do we talk about wisdom and folly. And wisdom and folly are spiritual qualities. They're part of our walk with God. And we'll start with a little verse in the book of James. James chapter 1, verse 5. It says, "But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him." And it then goes on to say, "But let him ask in faith without any doubting." So, we need to ask God for wisdom. And we find that Paul did this in the Colossians. When he was praying for the Colossians, he prayed for them like this. "For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you might be filled with all the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you might walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." So Paul, when he's praying for the Colossians, he's praying that they'll be filled with wisdom and with revelation. So wisdom comes as we ask God for it and as we pray for it. Well, who gives us this wisdom? This wisdom, of course, is given to us through the Holy Spirit. And we find that firstly in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we'll go over to verse 9 and 10, a little past that. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, "But just as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him, for to us God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? So the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God." In other words, the Holy Spirit comes, and the Holy Spirit knows all the things that eye have not seen and ear has not heard nor has entered into the mind of man. Those things are things that are known to God and they're known to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit takes them from God and reveals them to us. He reveals to us the things of salvation and the things that we need to know in order to walk properly in God. So the Holy Spirit becomes our guide and our teacher and our counselor and then our encourager. And Apostle John wrote a lot about this. One little verse that he has in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. "And as for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him. So the anointing teaches us. God himself directly teaches us and writes his laws on our hearts through the Holy Spirit, so that we don't need an external teacher. Still, Bible teachers are very valuable people, but there is a direct teaching into our conscience, into our heart, into our mind that comes from God, and we've got to pray for that to be activated in our life so we can become wise. James tells us to pray for it. Paul tells us to pray for it and shows us how he was praying about it. And we've got to get into that prayer. Now, what happens when that is unleashed in our life? What happens when that wisdom is unleashed through prayer? Let's look what happened to Jesus. Okay. And it says in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and strength, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. When the Spirit came on Jesus, it gave him wisdom and understanding, counsel and strength, knowledge and fear of the Lord. So we see wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge and fear of the Lord were all imparted through the Holy Spirit even to Jesus. So that's what the anointing does for us. Wisdom, understanding, counsel, and knowledge. These come through the work of the Holy Spirit in our life. And we're going to pray for them now. That's a lengthy little bit of teaching, but we've got to understand what we're doing. And we're going to come before the Lord, and we're going to pray for wisdom, that God will explode wisdom into your spirit and soul so that you will become a wise and godly Christian. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that you are the great God, the God who designed this entire universe, the God who sent Jesus to be our Lord and Savior, the God who is wise and is wiser than all the kings of the earth, the God whose wisdom fills the universe on high, the God whose wisdom is greater than that of angels and of all spirits. For Lord, you are the God of light, and in you, you shed light into our lives. You are the Father of lights, and you send this wisdom down into our life, the light of God, to illumine our way. Greater than the light of the seraphim, greater than the light of all the angels, is the light that you shed in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who knows the things of God. Holy Spirit, we ask you to come now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come upon us and teach us the things of God. Teach our hearts and minds. Open our spiritual eyes and ears. Give us wisdom beyond the wisdom of men, beyond the wisdom of this world, beyond the wisdom of the rulers of this world. Give us the wisdom that comes from God, the wisdom that pertains to salvation, the wisdom of righteousness and truth, the wisdom of the good things, the wisdom of the holy things. Holy Spirit, set your wisdom in our hearts according to your word and according to the promises of your Bible, which we believe. We come in faith, we appropriate the wisdom of God, for Christ has become to us sanctification and justification and wisdom. And Christ has become wisdom to us, and we take on into ourselves the wisdom of Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit, and we believe that God's wisdom is now being unleashed in our life. We ask for wisdom regarding Jesus Christ and our salvation. Reveal to us the things of God, that we may walk in the things of God, and that we may know you, Lord Jesus, face to face in glory, that we may know you, Heavenly Father, that we may know your ways and your mind, that we may know how to walk in your truth, that we may know the things of the Spirit, and we may not be dull, but we may be quickened in the Spirit, that we may be able to read the signs of the times, we may be able to know what is happening on earth and what we should do and how we should minister. And that you will make us quick to understand the things of the gospel and quick to understand the things of ministry, and that we will be able to do mighty things in the name of Jesus because we have this perception of what needs to be done. We will be perceptive people, perceptive in the things of God, perceptive in the holy things, with wisdom and understanding, knowing right from wrong, knowing wise from foolish, knowing how to walk. And also, Lord, knowing you in all your greatness and your glory, day by day, increasing in the knowledge of God. We pray that the Scriptures will become alive to us. Quicken the Scriptures to us from Genesis to Revelation. make your word come alive to us. Give us understanding of the word. Give us a thirst for the word. Give us the ability to exegete the Bible and open up its pages. Give us the understanding of the word and its application. Show us how prophecies are being fulfilled. Show us how commandments should be obeyed. Show us the great context of Scripture. Show us how to grow your church and the practical things in Scripture. Lord, we ask that the Bible will become our book and our blood will be almost full of the Bible, that our mind will be full of Scripture and they will be rightly applied. Lord, give us wisdom to keep us from spiritual deception, from those that would twist the Scriptures. Give us the ability to recognize truth from error. Give us the understanding of the truth of your word. Give us understanding of where the truth lies in each situation. Help us to be sensitive to when your Holy Spirit is showing us new things from Scripture. But let us not go this way and that with every wind of doctrine. Make us stable in Christ, that we may be great servants of God, deep, solid, resonant, and full of the wisdom of the word. Lord Jesus, we pray for the practical things in life, the wisdom we need, the wisdom that a farmer needs. In Isaiah, it says that God, in Isaiah 28, it says that God even gives wisdom to farmers as they farm. And as you gave wisdom to Bezalel to make the tabernacle and the things of the tabernacle, as you gave wisdom to Joseph and to Daniel to administer the courts of both Egypt and Babylon, as you gave wisdom to Solomon to decide issues of justice, Lord, we want wisdom from the Spirit, wisdom given from God to decide matters. And Lord, we want to be people who can rise up and make good judgment calls in life, good judgment calls in business, good judgment calls in marriage, good judgment calls in our ministry, good judgment calls wherever we go, Lord Jesus, in our purchases and in our finances. Lord Jesus, keep us from folly, keep us from entering into debt, keep us from entering into things that would ensnare us, make our eyes open to the snares around our feet. Keep us from people that would deceive us and from con men and shysters. Give our heart the balance so it has that restraint, so it does not dash foolishly into this or that. Give us a restrained and wise and cool spirit so we can look upon things and know how to react in each situation. Make us not impulsive or foolish, Lord Jesus. Lead us not into sexual temptation, Lord Jesus. Keep us from that. Make us wise in matters of sexuality so that we are not falling in love with the wrong people or entering into the wrong relationships or making friends with people that are foolish and immoral, Lord Jesus. But give us a wise spirit that's wise in relationships and wise in sexual things so we don't end up with the harlot. We don't end up wrecking our lives and our marriages. Make us wise in these things, Lord Jesus, so we are wise in all our relationships, wise in our business relationships and our government relationships. Help us to discern people that are manipulative, people that may have hidden secrets, people that may try to take us down the wrong path. Lord, give us wisdom in all our relationships so that we choose the right friends and avoid the wrong kind of people coming into our life, Father God. Lord, we just commit our entire life to you, Lord, and we commit our ministry to you. Make us wise in the things of the gospel. Make us wise so that we can share the scriptures with people, so that we can share Christ with people, so we can share the things of the Spirit. Help us to know the right moment to speak to someone. Help us to know how to speak, not with words that come from men, not with sales pitches, Lord, but with the Spirit, with the words taught by the Holy Spirit. Give us words as we speak to people. Make us wise in our speech. So our words are the words of God, not the words of a man, not the words of an angel, not the words of a spirit, but the words of God. And as we speak to people, Lord, we encourage their hearts and we rebuke their sin. And Lord, we speak that which is needful and is good and is wise. Keep our mouths shut from saying foolish things. Make them full of wise things. May the fruit of wisdom abound in our life. We pray for your mighty wisdom to break forth in our life. We thank you and praise you that we receive this wisdom by faith through the mighty working of the Holy Spirit in our life and through the name of Jesus, because he has given us all good things in Christ Jesus. We want the good things of wisdom, Lord. Bring them to us. Bless them to us. We thank you for them now. Make us wise in all things, so that we might glorify your name. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. forever. Amen.